This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCGALLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, finally, we kind of had a debate. It actually looked really good. I was pretty impressed. I have to admit, it kind of was a little boring. Started to, you know, kind of nod off a little bit. Kind of, because, you know, I mean, I didn't want fireworks. I wanted people to answer the questions. We still didn't get a lot of questions answered. But I think it was very well run. The moderator, I think, did a fairly good job. You know, much better than Chris Wallace and Kamala Harris, Senator Kamala Harris and Vice President Mike Pence. They kept it calm. I mean, in fact, you know, Kamala Harris, I think she did a fantastic job. She is very, very well spoken. She's very, very bright. You know, she did put some stuff out there that was very, you know, debatable and, you know, didn't really seem to answer the question about the packing of the Supreme Court. Mike Pence as well, you know, seemed to kind of, you know, shift on questions, which I think some of the questions were a little bit, you know, you ask a question to me when you do a debate, when you ask a candidate a question, you're like, you know, what is going to be your approach to taxes in the coming, you know, fiscal year? Something like that. Not, well, you know, President Trump did this and did this and did this. And so, you know, you defended that. Can you explain that? That's not what, you know, I don't care about all the sensationalism, and I understand that makes the debate interesting, all right? You know, what is your approach to Obamacare? If Obamacare is going to get overturned, and I think half the country wants that to happen, the other half of the country might not, all right? What is going to be Plan B? Period. Straight out. You know, one of the reasons why the contenders in debates start going off on a tangent is because moderators let them. Because they bring up some of the sensationalized stuff or the, well, so-and-so accused this or so-and-so didn't, you know, act this, you know, at this time. You know, if you want facts, ask direct factual questions, right? Are you going to, quote-unquote, pack the Supreme Court? I don't like the term packing. Packing is something we do when we drain an abscess and then we kind of pack like gauze in there. I don't like the word packing. I just think of abscesses when I think of that. But, you know, there have been, you know, suggestions on your side of the aisle that if you take over, you will add justices that are liberal leaning. Is that true? No. You know, is it true that, or you know, just things that affect us. And I understand people want to see a slugfest with these debates and it makes it more interesting. But, I still didn't get out of what I needed to get out of. If Kamala Harris is going to be our next president, next president after a couple months of Biden going in, I'd like to know about that. And it's not that I think Joe Biden's going to be sick or anything like that. I think there's going to be some plan to, you know, have him not last that long in office and Kamala Harris take over. So what would a Kamala Harris presidency look like? I'd like to know that. Same thing with Mike Pence, President Trump, you know, had COVID. Kind of scared us over this last weekend. You know, what would a Mike Pence presidency look like? I mean, that's what we want to know with the vice presidents. You know, vice presidents are very underwhelming and underutilized because, you know, the president is the big hero. But, I mean, we've had multiple times in the United States when the vice president had to take over. I really wanted to see, okay, what would you guys do? Now, on the flip side, both of them, I think, spoke very, very well. Mike Pence, I think, is one of the nicest politicians out there. I mean, he's just a nice guy. But he had a little bit of punch. You know, I mean, he's smart. They're both very, very bright. They're both very, very smart. You know, they're both very passionate about, you know, the country on their side. I did have some issue with some of the facts and things being spewed, but, you know, for the most part, you know, if Mike Pence had to become president, I feel confident if Kamala Harris had to take over for Joe Biden, I think she could do the job. We might not like the job they do, but she could do the job. He could do the job. So, I got that much out of it. But my phone just blew up when we had another little incident. So, I don't know if you guys saw the whole plexiglass gate, where for weeks they were debating putting a plexiglass to protect each other from COVID. And I don't know if you guys saw the image. It was really ridiculous. You saw about a 6x4 piece of plexiglass that was supposed to protect each candidate. All right? Yeah. Well, apparently a fly makes it above the plexiglass. So this plexiglass that is designed to keep one of the deadliest pandemics America has ever seen, trying to keep our candidate safe, fly just goes right over it and lands on Mike Pence. Now, it was on his hair. My phone blows up. Everybody's all excited. And then nobody even listened to the rest of the debate because everybody was all excited about Flygate. But I don't know if you guys know this. We're going to be talking about this a little bit later. Flies carry a lot of disease. They carry a lot of disease. And so a fly is basically on Mike Pence's hair, probably for about 5 full minutes. Flies carry a variety of bacteria. They carry a variety of fungi. They carry viruses. Flies are, they did a study, and I posted this on my website. They did a study that even a fly can carry Ebola. So this little plexiglass stand that was supposed to be so contentious to help protect against COVID did absolutely nothing for a fly that might land on Mike Pence's hair and could have possibly given him Ebola. Now, obviously it didn't. And people have asked, will flies carry COVID? We haven't seen any evidence to date. But honestly, if there's an air droplet around, yeah, that fly can bring it right across. So what I got out of last night's debate is plexiglass gate, fly gate. It wasn't the drama that we had needed. And it kind of showed that, you know, the plexiglass doesn't work. I think that fly, right, kind of made light of what we've all been saying. You could stick a piece of plastic in front of somebody, and that's a great sneeze guard, because I guess the average person does sneeze on you. But flies know how to go over it, and my guess is a COVID virus knows how to go over it as well. Or around it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So COVID cases are rising. That there's no doubt about that. Wisconsin has become a coronavirus hotspot over the last month. In fact, they've had to make up a field hospital in expectation of COVID-19 patients. So here to speak with us about, you know, what he recommends with our approach to the next COVID flu season is Dr. Chad Cosley, board-certified family physician. One of my colleague brothers for more than 20 years of clinical practice. He's a practitioner out of Atlanta. And, doctor, we are so honored to have you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dr. Dahlia. I appreciate the chance to be with you.
Great, great. So, I mean, you know, you're seeing this as, you know, you're on the other side of the country from us, and you know, we've been talking on the show about how, you know, back east and the east has been kind of dealing with a lot of spikes, what we saw with the Titans, you know, team and, you know, with President Trump. Tell me what you're seeing in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, what I'm seeing is just a flu season and a winter season that's going to be tough. We really all need to be thinking ahead of time about how do we put layers of protection in place to keep our families safe this winter, because it's hard to predict exactly what's going to happen. Vaccines are hard to time. We need layers of protection. So all of the, you know, great hygiene practices that you and others have been getting out there and into the news are just really, really important. We need to be wearing masks. We need to be wearing them well. We need to put them not just on our face, but over our nose, which, as you know, is the point where most respiratory infections get their start, right there in the nose. Mm-hmm. We need to be social distancing when we can, practicing good hand hygiene, certainly getting our flu shot. So just lots of layers of protection are going to be important this winter. And we at Blue Willow Biologics, as the company that I work for, also would like to talk about nasal antiseptics. Not as well known as some other preventive measures, but we think, you know, given that the nose is the primary point of entry for respiratory infections, having a nasal antiseptic on board to provide that next level of protection when you touch your face, which you're going to, is just really critically important.
So true. So, you know, Dr. Costa, you being CEO of Blue Willow Biologics, and I want to ask you a little bit about that. You had, you know, kind of informed me that you noticed that people touch their faces 23 times, not a day, but an hour on average, 23 times. No wonder, you know, we're seeing such a high infection rate, you know, a high pass infectious rate with COVID.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to avoid, too. I mean, you can think about it, but thinking about doing something that you do subconsciously, well, that doesn't really work all that well. So
right.
We certainly want to be avoiding touching our face as much as we can, but you got to sleep, you got to eat, you got to live. We're going to be touching our faces. It just is what it is. We should all be wearing masks, as I mentioned. They save lives. But the other truth is you have to touch your face to put a mask on. And, it, you know, you and I know from our residency and clinical days, too, that masks make your nose itch. They just do. You wear a mask for a few hours, one of the things you desperately want to do is blow your nose. Just is what it is. So we think adding a nasal antiseptic to that regimen of a flu shot, good hand hygiene, all the other things we should be doing, good personal health, you know, staying healthy, exercising, limiting alcohol, all of those things we can do to keep ourselves healthy. But using a nasal antiseptic is a concept that we think should be added to that list, and it's an important one.
Amen. And you're one of the first people to bring that up, and I'm glad you did. I had been, when we had MRSA outbreaks in my neck of the woods in southern Nevada, one thing I would do, and many of us providers would do, was put something in our nose. We would put Bactroban or in our nose as a preventative measure because staph likes to come through the nose. And so, you know, thank you for, you know, bringing light to this very important issue. And it's called NanoBioProtect. Tell us more about it.
It is. NanoBioProtect is a specially formulated skin antiseptic. Easily applied, comforting to use. You use just a standard cotton swab that you have at home, put it in the nose, just the skin in and around the nose. This isn't getting like a COVID test. You're not pushing this thing way up into the mucosa. It's just the skin in and around the nose, and it provides a layer of next level protection. Doesn't have any alcohol in it, so it doesn't irritate the skin. In fact, it's formulated with what we call nano droplets. Don't want to go too far into the science because it can take some time to describe, but these tiny little nano droplets persist on the skin for up to 8 hours. They deliver the antiseptic. They moisturize the skin because they're plant-based. So just a lot of deep science allows us to use a skin antiseptic on the skin that might otherwise make people a little squeamish. The nose, do I really want something in my nose? This goes on so smooth, doesn't have any fragrance, no alcohol vapors. And then it gives you that next level protection against the germs that you point out. And, you know, there's just a lot of them. Most respiratory infections start in the nose, and we've learned that in no uncertain ways in the last 6 months.
Exactly. And, you know, they talked about how COVID finds portals through eyes, you know, through your breathing. But I believe they still believe that the nasal, the nose, is one of the highest areas of transmission and probably one of the, I guess, one of our most vulnerable parts when it comes to, you know, COVID entry.
There's no doubt. There's a very good article in Science Magazine that was published earlier this year that does a nice job of going through this. It can be very deep read for non-scientists, but nevertheless, the evidence is overwhelming that the nose is the primary portal of entry for most respiratory infections. So having whatever you can do to protect it, yes, touch it as infrequently as you can, right? I mean, don't touch your nose unless you have to, but
right.
As we talked about earlier, subconsciously it's going to happen. Wear a mask. Cover your nose with your mask. If you're wearing a mask down around your chin, you're doing nothing. If you're putting it over your mouth, you're probably doing a little bit of something. If you've got it up over your mouth and your nose, you're probably doing a lot of something. So it's really critically important that you wear it correctly. And then we think putting a nasal antiseptic behind that mask also. You know, as you know, N95 masks, the one that are so much in the news right around the time of this pandemic outbreak, are really reserved mostly for frontline workers, healthcare workers, they really do protect the wearer from a germ that's coming at them. Mm-hmm. Our primary reason for wearing cotton masks and the ones that we should all be wearing is to protect each other. Right. We're all in this together. People carry this pandemic and this disease and may not be symptomatic. So put a mask on for sure, but also recognize that that mask is primarily you being a good citizen, protecting others around you. Mm-hmm. Underneath that mask, put a nasal antiseptic on the skin in case a germ gets delivered to that critically important skin, and you're putting another layer of next-level protection in there that hopefully can help keep you and your family safe.
I was at the grocery store, and me and my son were getting out of the car, the parking lot, and you see people without their masks, and they all, you know, rush to find in a pocket or the bottom of their purse a mask to put on before we go into the grocery store. And I'm looking at the masks that are all crinkled up or feet pulled out of someone's bra or whatever. And, you know, when we wore masks in residency, they had to be fresh out of the box. We had to change them out every hour. And so another reason why I like this nasal nanobioprotect is because, you know, the average mask that people are wearing is not a clean, crisp, you know, non-moistened, you know, properly fitted mask. And I think a lot of people are just throwing whatever on their face to be a good citizen. But I am concerned about the effectivity, and I like that there's that extra barrier that you guys are providing.
Yeah, I think that's right. I want to be careful because we know masks save lives. I know you're saying the same thing.
Yes.
But
you're
right. We should be washing them. We should be wearing them appropriately. We should be working hard to make sure they're clean when we put them on our face. And then we should be pulling them up over our nose. But we should also be cognizant that all prevention is about layers of protection, right? We know this from our clinical practice. People who prevent illness, they do a lot of things. They eat right. They exercise. They take supplemental vitamins when appropriate. They avoid risky behaviors. In this case, unfortunately, we have a new risky behavior. It's called exposing yourself to respiratory viruses. The people who stay healthy, layers of protection. And we think NanoBioProtect is a layer of protection and an important one. Masks are a layer of protection. Washing your hands and doing so for a good 30, 45 seconds. Sing happy birthday to yourself, even if it's not your birthday. When you're done with that song, you're about done washing your hands. You know, the purpose of washing your hands is not just to get the soap off. It's actually to use the soap to wash your hands. So all of those things are just really, really critically important. And if we do all of them, and like NanoBioProtect, if no one of those things is all that detrimental to our lives, then we can live a pretty healthy, full life through this winter, cognizant of the fact that these are difficult times. Cognizant of the fact that if we get up every morning with a commitment to add those layers of protection, that we can get through a day and our families can get through a day with a reasonable level of confidence.
Of course. So we're coming up on the end. How can people find NanoBioProtect?
Very easily. It's available at Amazon. So if you go to Amazon and enter NanoBioProtect, it'll come up. If you enter nasal antiseptic, it'll come up. So easy to find on Amazon. Probably that's the most direct way to purchase it. It is going to be widely available in CVS stores this fall. Not quite there yet, but we're excited about that partnership.
Awesome.
And if people want more information, nextlevelprotection.net is our website.
Thank you, Dr. Coffey.
Provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
No, I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous.
President Trump's comments on Fox Business after learning the second presidential debate in Miami set for next Thursday will be virtual. Former presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg is disappointed President Trump won't be showing up.
Well, it's too bad. I don't know why the president's afraid to participate in a debate. You know, all of us have had to get used to virtual formats, right? I mean, parents are having to deal with e-learning.
Mayor Pete making those comments on Fox News. Another 840,000 American workers filed for state unemployment benefits for the week ending October 3rd, a moderate drop of 9,000 from the previous week. Maryland and Illinois with the biggest jumps in unemployment claims. Meanwhile, the biggest drops were Texas and Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom sees no hurry to put out theme park reopening guidelines. Newsom saying on Wednesday the state doesn't anticipate any of the larger parks reopening until COVID-19 data becomes more stable. Disney recently announcing they're firing 28,000 employees. Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm has declined to charge Wauwatosa, Wisconsin police officer Joseph Masana in connection with the deadly shooting of an armed 17-year-old at an area mall earlier this year. That decision led to protests on the interstate. Black Lives Matter protesters also looted a gas station in Milwaukee and threw rocks and bricks at people's houses. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has called in the National Guard. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DOLLY 1-877-DOCDALI. I thought the fly was going to be probably the end of the drama for the week. I should have known better. Every day there's new drama, and so now we might not have our next week's debate. And we knew this was coming. So basically, President Trump had COVID. We know he had COVID. He was hospitalized for COVID. Came home, feeling good, from what we understand, symptom-free. Thank God. All right. And he's, you know, back at it, tweeting and, you know, all over, you know, social media. Now, we've discussed how somebody with COVID, according to the CDC, shouldn't really go back to work till about 10 days. That 10 days, I believe, would end by Monday, this coming Monday, for him. So, technically, he could go back to work. The problem is, and I've had a problem with the guidelines, is if somebody had COVID where they actually had to be hospitalized, and the CDC has now expanded the guidelines to longer, where you would be in isolation longer, but I just don't buy that you're going to be completely symptom or virus free, because I don't know enough about this virus. I don't know if this virus decides to hide out in the body, decides to come out, you know, months later. We're hearing people seem to get relapses of the virus. We don't know if it's a second infection or a recurrent infection or a reactivation of the virus. So we don't know. Now, if we have presidential candidates that are the age that we do, we have so much riding on this election. Personally, I would tell everybody involved, you know, just play it safe, okay? There's just too much on the line. Mike Pence, I don't want to see him going out. I want him protected. You should have seen how everybody was like, oh my gosh, where's Mike Pence? Is he okay? Is he okay? Nobody talked about Mike Pence for 4 years. Nobody gave the vice president any attention until President Trump is in the hospital. They're like, oh my gosh, is he okay? Is he okay? Yeah, I'm fine. It's crazy how that is. And same thing with Joe Biden. Joe Biden is 77, 78 years old. I don't know if I were him, I would be, you know, going to a town hall and, you know, doing a town hall format. So apparently what's supposed to happen is next Wednesday, there is supposed to be a debate in Miami, but it's town hall style. We've talked about town hall style. Town hall style is a little bit different from podiums with 6 foot plexiglass near you and flies landing on your head. The reason why town halls have been a popular form of debating is because you get to get in there with the people. You're not up on a stage, you know, on your high horse, saying what you're going to do with Obamacare or Supreme Court or whatever. The candidates are at the level of the audience, and they're talking to the audience, and they're answering the questions, and they're looking like regular guys. And it's advantageous for those people that don't really know what the personality is of the candidate, and to try to elicit, you know, some of the, you know, elitist or, you know, holier than thou attitude. Sometimes, you know, town halls could bring that out. But, you know, people do well in town halls. President Obama did very, very well with town halls. You know, President Trump, he probably would do okay. I don't think that would be his best format. Now we throw COVID into the mix. Well, you can't really get in there. You can't be like, look, I'm talking to you. You can't do that. I'm with you. I'm one of you. If you just had COVID, even though we're probably clear with the 10 days and he's symptom free, people are freaked out. I'm hearing that there are, you know, COVID recoverers going back to work, and nobody wants to eat lunch with them. Nobody wants them in their office. Everybody is all freaked out. And it just blows my mind, because with flu, people are home, they come to work going, man, where were you this weekend? Oh, I had the flu. And they're back working, nobody cares. Okay, flu scares me. So somebody could have the flu, 104 fever, or they could be having diarrhea and vomiting and all the symptoms, come back to work, and you'll let them be at your workstation. But COVID, somebody has a milder, you know, illness with COVID, and you're like, okay, don't come near me, don't come back to work forever. So you already have that factor when it comes to President Trump trying to talk to the people at town hall. So I knew that once he was diagnosed with that, there would be an issue. The other problem is when you town hall it, You guys have a choreography. All right? There's two chairs. The person who speaks next does the walk. They walk around the circle. Then they sit back in their chair. Then the other candidate walks around the circle. If there is an airborne or respiratory droplet transmitted virus, you're not going to be able to allow the walking around. So because there's so much riding on this election, I had recommended if they were going to do a debate, do it virtually. But probably the town hall thing's not going to work. Now, President Trump, not liking it. He's like, I'm not going to do a virtual debate. Doesn't make sense. And he might be right. Okay, I mean, you know, virtual debates don't have that punch. Also, it doesn't make a lot of sense if the moderator is just going to debate you and, you know, I mean, you know, he gets that all the time during the press conferences. So if President Trump is saying, you know, look, you know, I'm not doing it virtual, he's wrong in that if he wants to be at that town hall, and I don't think it's going to work. I don't think people are going to appreciate it. I think the optic of it is going to just, like I said, give people the ooh factor. They're going to be like, oh my gosh, you know, people who don't understand the virus are going to think he's so contagious, and they're not going to listen to what he says, and they're going to worry every time he has a cough or whatever. So I would advise him, if he didn't want to do virtual, then just don't do it. That would be my recommendation. But I'd like to see a debate, you know. I mean, virtual would still allow that, but it's just not going to be a debate again. It's going to be, you know, the moderator, you know, attacking him for not, you know, testing everybody for COVID in January. And well, we didn't have tests in January. Right? I mean, you know, people are blaming President Trump for the economy crashing with lockdowns. He's the one that didn't want that, you know, the whole country locking down. He wanted everybody kind of to take it slow. And so, you know, I don't think it's going to really do him any good, even in a virtual setting, being attacked. The debates are attacks, you know, and it wasn't fun to watch the last one. You know, is he wrong to say, you know, if I'm not going to do a town hall, I'm not going to do virtual? I think virtual is the safest for everybody involved. And I think, you know, he is going to have probably some fatigue or some lasting, you know, resurgence of symptoms with this. But personally, if he doesn't want to do a virtual debate, I just wouldn't have it. Now, from what we understand, Joe Biden is going to move forward with a town hall setting, and he's just going to have a town hall. Personally, I think he should be protecting himself too with all the spikes. We just got breaking news that Donald Trump is asking for the debate to be delayed. Now, I think that's proper. All right. You know, delaying it. I mean, we've already been delaying stuff left and right. Okay. Olympics were delayed. I don't think, you know, we're ready for this election, if you ask me. But if everybody's all freaked out and they want to wait another week because 2 days after his technical CDC release is not good enough for everybody, yeah, I think that works. Hard to delay a debate. This is supposed to be, I think, set up in Miami. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, honestly, if I was any of them, I would just kind of, and I hate to say take cover because I know it's an election year, but they're just high risk, and I don't think either side wants anything to happen to them. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Daniel. Daniel Herr, working the dial. So, almost 20,000 Amazon workers in the U.S. have tested positive for COVID-19. Amazon has revealed that. Now, this was a few days back. This was after demands for public closure. Now, the U.S. tech company has been one of the biggest corporate winners, you know, throughout this whole time. Amazon stock, I don't know where it's at now, $3,000-$4,000 a share. It just skyrocketed because people did not want to go out and go shopping. Walmart held steady because they were allowed to stay open, you know, during the pandemic. Target was able to stay open. So people, you know, still wanted to get out of the house so they'd go shopping. And, you know, they still needed goods. But for the most part, many people just turned to all Amazon. And I have to admit, I increased my Amazon shopping. You know, I mean, if I'm working and I'm, you know, seeing patients over the phone and, you know, I could save myself an hour from going out. Not that I'm worried about COVID, but, you know, I'm starting to get lazy. It's kind of nice to be home and be able to just do an order and get shipments in and, you know, so it's, the convenience is nice. Now, Amazon for a period of time wasn't making good on their Amazon Prime promises and you couldn't get things within a couple days, like, they had promised, and my guess is they had many, many workers who were, you know, fallen ill, and Amazon still continues to hire and hire, and by the way, many shifts are middle of the night. They have people working 24/7 in their factories, and, you know, from what I understand, it's not difficult work, and they try to, you know, avoid people having to do heavy lifting and smaller boxes, and, you know, but it is just, you don't really have a lot of downtime in a place like that. So, Amazon has faced criticism from some labor campaigners who alleged that the company put employees in danger because they kept the warehouses open. And that's been a big debate. You know, if you were a company that helped the country throughout this pandemic, you might be a hero for being able to still send people their groceries and diapers and, you know, food, but then you're, you know, a monster because you had your employees work during the pandemic. That's just something that I hate when you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. I hate being in that position. You know, we all talk about, well, gosh, you know, we had a lockdown and the lockdown was so rough. And I go, really, was the lockdown that rough? Not that I ever want us locking down again. But that's not a real lockdown. Don't call what we had a lockdown. What we had is a complete cluster that destroyed lots of businesses. But when you still have gas stations open and grocery stores open and Amazon working and your power going on and your Netflix streaming and your internet working and your plumbing working and, you know, there still being public transportation and that's not a lockdown. That means, you know, a good part of the country is still going to work. So you could stay home. So in a blog post, Amazon said that its analysis suggested that the rate of infection among 1.4 million workers at Amazon and its Whole Foods subsidiary was 42% lower than the rate expected based on the broader U.S. population. So they're basically saying, look, if we did have 20,000 workers, that's damn good considering the infectivity rate, I'm not talking about the mortality rate, that's a very up for debate, but the infectivity rate and the positivity rate, they go, that's kind of better than, you know, what most, you know, places in the United States had. Considering we were probably one of the biggest companies working and supporting everybody during the lockdown. So a state-by-state breakdown of the cases showed that the highest rate of infection of Amazon employees was in Minnesota. 3.17% of Amazon workers were presumed to have caught COVID. Now, that's double the rate of infection in the broader population. But the data did not give absolute numbers of infected workers in each state or whether workers in warehouses were more vulnerable. By the way, Jeff Bezos, who owns, founder, and chief executive of Amazon, he's the world's richest person now. And he has invested, quote, hundreds of millions of dollars in coronavirus testing programs, plans to conduct 50,000 tests a day across 650 sites by November. Athena, A coalition of U.S. activist groups campaigning for greater regulatory oversight over Amazon called for immediate investigations into the company by public health officials, as well as regular reporting on the number of employees with COVID-19. Now, Athena's director, Dania Rajendra, said in a statement that Amazon allowed COVID-19 to spread like wildfire in its facilities, risking the health of tens of thousands of people who work at Amazon, as well as their family members. Neighbors and friends, Amazon, in no uncertain terms, is a threat to public health. So Amazon is known for giving good... I'm not here to defend them. Amazon apparently has good benefits. People seem to be pretty happy with their benefits. There was also paid time off for any worker who had to quarantine, which means 14 days pay. There's been new cleaning regimens and other processes, but this is where it gets... this is where it gets tricky. You know, how many people that are, you know, finding fault with, you know, how many people that are finding fault with Amazon benefited and ordered from Amazon and had their products, you know, or, you know, went to a restaurant or something where people who work there were benefiting from being able to go to Amazon, so they weren't infected with COVID going to a grocery store and able to help you. You know, I mean, if and I'm not saying if Amazon closed, we'd all be in trouble in a lockdown. I'm sure we'd all be able to go to Walmart or Target or whatever. But, it's one of those things where, you know, if I was an employee for a company that was an essential business, I mean, that would kind of stink. Because while you see much of the country get to, you know, be on their computer and work virtually, you unfortunately were in a job where, you know, you had to still show up to work. On the flip side, many people were grateful that they got to work, you know, having a company and being told you're not essential, so you don't get to, I guess, work or open up and lose money stinks. Now, what the government did is say, don't worry, we're going to give you an extra $600 a week on top of your unemployment. So, you know, some people made bank, some people didn't, you know, but some people made bank and it worked. But for those essential workers who are like, I could be making the extra $600 plus my unemployment, I could be working from home virtually, I don't have to be here. That stinks, and it does. And I do think there has to be a voice for those workers. But I got to tell you, from what I understand, when Amazon puts out a job site or posting, people apply. I don't think they're having any problems getting people because they're paying like 15 something an hour. I don't know. It depends on where you live, which is a lot better than, you know, many places out there with minimum wage of $70. They're given benefits and they're given a job. The problem is when all this happened, Amazon, I mean, they didn't have plexiglass all over the place and COVID-friendly. So, you know, companies do have a responsibility to protect their workers. And companies should allow workers who don't want to come to work that option. But, you know, when I see some of the hypocrisy of people kind of ripping on them, that's an issue. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There was a coronavirus outbreak at a North Carolina hair salon that was tied to at least one person dying. They say one person died following an outbreak of the novel coronavirus at a hair salon. Hayworth County, this is North Carolina. Apparently, the person died October 1st. They list pneumonia due to COVID as an underlying cause of death. The individual was elderly and had several underlying medical conditions. Now, there was a cluster linked to Enchanting Hair Fashion Salon in Canton. They did not reveal how many COVID cases were linked to the specific cluster, but they extend their deepest sympathy, obviously, and, you know, hair salons have surprisingly, you know, been doing well, but every now and then, unfortunately, we get a tragedy such as this. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Rebel. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.